Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining the Coin Scoop. I'm your host, Ruben.
And Chris Crypto, what's going on, Crypto Crocodiles?
How's everything going, brother?
Everything is everything. Everything is everything, man. How's South Beach?
South Beach is exciting as usual, you know? You know how it is. Always the craziness, you know?
Yeah.
The craziness going on down here.
Making some crypto moves.
Yeah.
Did you happen to find any or take a gander or take a waddle over to any Bitcoin ATMs down there?
Yeah, passed by one. It was out of order though.
Get out of here.
Did pass by one, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It's out of order cuz people probably freaking bought all of it.
Probably. You're right, right?
Yeah.
Especially with this week's big blockbuster hit. But let me ask you something. Speaking of it, I mean, we might as well delve right into it. I don't know if you read the article today stating that there's a possibility they noticed a trend in this year's Bitcoin rise, and it's very similar to 2013, where it's literally like history repeating itself. Obviously, not the same money-wise, but in the same aspect as percentage growth. And they said that 2013 didn't end that bad, so they're saying that it's going to be a slow winter for Bitcoin. I mean, for some people, that might not be bad. For others, it will be. But, you know, if it does go down like they're saying, you know, because it's going along the same tracks as in 2013. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
So, yeah, because in 2013 was when it went from $13 up to $1,200. And then it kind of like just plateaued. It dropped a little. So they're saying that, you know, basically it ended bad.
Yeah. Well, that was because that's what happened with Mt. Gox, right? With Mt. Gox, did they mention that or no?
They did say something about Mt. Gox.
Because it rose up. That's the year that it rose up to 1,300, right? And then it crashed because people left, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of Bitcoin on that exchange. I think right now the only thing that could – it's surging right now, right? The price is surging ridiculously right now. And I think people have to consider the fact that it's because of this hard fork that's coming up. It's this hard. Everybody's trying to claim, you know, everybody wants to double their money, right? They want to sit there and get free money.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have to be careful with that because a lot of people are also, they're leaving their money on X, you know, they're leaving their Bitcoin on exchanges too.
Yeah. Which we always say that's a bad thing, ladies and gentlemen. Always remember.
Yeah, and you'll always hear that across the board, you know, like don't, but still, yeah, people do it because, you know, it's kind of nerve wracking to sit there and move a certain. Listen, if I'm moving some Bitcoin from my wallet to the exchange, I'm sweating bullets. You know, I'm sitting and I'm like, oh, man, like. You know, you
just happened at the drop of a hat.
But you never know, man. Like things, you know, the wallets and the exchange could go on the maintenance at the same time that you're sending the Bitcoin there, and things.
It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to lose your money, though. I mean, it's just sitting out in the open now, right? No clothes on, butt naked out there in the wilderness.
Yeah, well, people, listen, man. People have it's happened to people, you know, so they just got to be careful with that. But I just think with this rise, I mean, me, because even during the Bitcoin Cash hard fork, I was like, all right, I'm saying to myself, I'm like, all right, you know, the price is, it's going to go up and then it's going to just go right back down to where it was, you know, after the fork. But it just ended up shooting up, you know. But at 6,000, it's like, the last I looked, it was like, hit like 6,100 or something like that. I don't know. I'm just like,
yeah, you know, do I think 6, it's 6,100? Briefly, I mean, but technically, it did break that 6,000 mark, which, is a good sign.
It's definitely a good sign, but we just gotta wait and see. We gotta wait and see what happens after this fork. I think it's gonna go down. I think it's gonna go down. I think after this hard fork, I think a lot of the money is gonna flow from Bitcoin back into the altcoins. So I could see the altcoin market rising a
Yeah, I
lot,
see that.
But again, what's Bitcoin going to go down to? What, 4,000, 5,000? That's still ridiculous. It's still crazy.
And what's up with so Bitcoin gold now, right? When is this fork set to take place? It's set to take place in about 3 or 4 days, right?
I think so. I think so. I think there's a futures market already for it. I haven't looked up the price yet
Not that they
on
go over
that,
any
but
details as to how you claim the Bitcoin gold yet. Have you heard any details about that? Because I know with the Bitcoin Cash, I mean, a lot of people still haven't claimed their Bitcoin Cash. They're kind of just leaving it there and just waiting for the right time to claim it. Does that
That's
leave
fair.
it? Does that leave it vulnerable, though?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't, not necessarily so. I mean, there's a way that you have to see. So you have to have your private keys, right? Unless one of these exchanges is offering Bitcoin gold, but
But
I don't know what.
isn't that that's also another problem with your private keys. I mean, apparently, I think if I remember correctly, with the Bitcoin Cash, there was a possibility. I didn't personally hear of any stories, but there was a possibility of your keys getting compromised, right?
I think it was, I think it's related to the replay attack, right? So anybody who's watching, they could look at up videos on the replay attacks. So if you were to sit there and try to claim with the same keys that you have on the Bitcoin Cash, you can expose those keys somehow. And
Which I don't understand. I don't understand. I mean, then again, I mean, I haven't even, messed with that myself, but I don't understand how that could happen. I mean, I don't know. Who knows? That could be also another reason why there's still so many people out there that didn't cash in.
It's the fear of doing something wrong. That's why you really got to know what you're doing. Even if they have replay protection, right? I'm not sure if Bitcoin Cash have replay protection. I think Bitcoin Gold does. But I don't know. I haven't looked too deep enough into it because I'm not holding that much Bitcoin. And the Bitcoin that I have, honestly, I'm not even going to claim. Call me crazy, call me stupid, but I'm not even going to sit there and claim. I'm not going to start sitting there messing around with that, o only because I don't want to do something wrong. I'm not that much of a whiz to be sitting there. Like, I know what I'm doing, don't get me wrong, but I don't want to take the chance, and I
I
think that's
mean,
what's holding a lot of people back.
technically, it's not like it's going anywhere, though. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean it's not going anywhere?
It's not like you're gonna lose it. I mean, the only way you could technically lose it is if
Well,
It goes down in value. That's it, right? I mean, 'cause it's yours. That's it. It's yours, you know?
it's yours. It's yours. It's there. But again, you want to make sure, anybody that watches this or is watching us, you want to make sure you know what you're doing. I know there's some guys out there that have tutorials on how to claim.
You gotta continuously watch several tutorials and find that median.
Because
That
these guys will
median.
sit there and they'll go with you through the process because the last thing you want to do is sit there and, okay, let me get my Bitcoin Cash, right? With your same Bitcoin keys. So you go and you import your keys and you claim your Bitcoin Cash, right? But then, God forbid, there's a replay attack on the other chain and then now you can't access your Bitcoin on your regular Bitcoin. Like, it could turn into something that's not desirable very very quick, so you want to be careful with that. But again, I know they have, like, I don't know the technicals, but I know the chains have replay protection, but some of them don't. I don't know. It's too much, bro. It's too much. You know? I don't care to sit there. I mean, if I was holding a crap ton of Bitcoin, then yeah, maybe I'd sit there and I'd be offering some advice on what to do. But if you don't have that much, my advice is to just don't even worry about it, you know? I wouldn't even go too crazy about it unless you're holding like several bitcoins, you know, which I'm personally not. I'm right now, I'm mostly I'm about like 80% in altcoins right now, and then a few ICOs recently that I just started getting into after just being completely, you know, completely not involved with ICOs for a while, you know. Because it's just like every other week, it was every other day, every other hour, there was a new ICO coming out. It's still coming out now, you know. But yeah, people just they just gotta be careful, man. If you're gonna start claiming your Bitcoin
Is
gold
that
or
going
you
to be, is that going to be, have you heard of anything with Bitcoin Gold being, you know, along the same route where people do have to worry when they go to cash in?
Yeah, you're still
It's
gonna have to be careful. Yeah, you're still gonna have to be careful. You know, it's gonna be the same thing. You know, I don't know exactly how it works, but I'm pretty sure you gotta have the Bitcoin you have now, right? The Bitcoin you have right now, you should have the private keys to that, right? So let's just say you wanna, unless you have like a wallet, right? Like one of the Ledger Nanos or something that's offering B Gold. And they do it for you automatically, that's cool, that's good. But I think there's a process where, okay, let's just say there's a Bitcoin Cash wallet, Bitcoin Gold wallet, then you have to take your same keys from Bitcoin, right? Your same keys, and then plug them in over here on the gold, claim it there, and then take the same keys and get Bitcoin. But you want to hope that there's no replay attack from the moment you're doing that, where it gets replayed on the Bitcoin chain. Where now you can't even access that because your keys were exposed. So it's a whole freaking circus of moving stuff around, which I have no desire in messing with. Because
Yeah,
I
taking a
don't
chance.
listen. Yeah, I don't. And if I were to do that, you better believe rule number one, I'm going to be doing tons of research on how to do it correctly. The right way, because I'm telling you, the last thing you want to do is sit there and screw up, you know. And trust me, I've had some crypto screw ups in the past. And talk about that feeling that of, in the pit of your stomach of pure dread and fear, bro. That just takes over your body, like a
You just want to
freaking.
vomit for no reason.
Oh my God. Oh my goodness. You know? So people just
That's
gotta be
funny.
careful with that.
Yeah,
But
so I mean, definitely do tons of research because I did hear stories of people's Bitcoin accounts getting compromised. And even when you watch videos, don't just go after a few videos, watch tons of videos because you just never know. You
no.
never know if that one guy you're watching or the few guys you're watching could be the hacker themselves just
That's right.
trying to lure you in.
Yeah, and it's happened with guys, especially guys doing videos. There was, and I mentioned it before, there was a video out there. At first, I first saw it on Steam It, and then I went over to the actual video on YouTube, and I ended up seeing it there. But this guy was doing screen recorded videos live. He was doing actual screen recorded videos and showing his screen and doing stuff. And sure enough, he must have exposed something inside his Bittrex account. You know, he must have just flashed by the screen or something to where somebody was watching it and they picked up on it and they took it. They were able to bypass his two-factor authentication. They were able to get into his Bittrex account and they started funneling out all of his Bitcoin, right?
Let me
From
ask you
his
this
account,
now.
while he was logged in at the same time, he's logged into his account, and somebody from somewhere else is logged into the account at the same time, and he just sees his orders just being,
Yeah. I
you
saw
know.
something similar to that. Aaron St. Hilaire was his, I guess he was doing a video just last week, and he did a video. I forget, I didn't see that video. I saw the video when his, I think his Steam account or one of his accounts had gotten hacked, and they were trying to take Ethereum from him, I think it was. And what happened was he was watching a previous video. He was doing something, showing people how to do something. I guess he mistakenly showed his private keys
Oh
on the
my
screen,
goodness.
and
Oh.
he ends up, I don't know, it just caught my attention because I'm sitting here, I forget what I was doing. I was doing something for the coin scoop. I'm sitting here, and all of a sudden, it just popped up on the side that he had a live show going on right then and there, and that it was, you just see his face like shocked, and then he's saying that his account's getting hacked. So I click on it to see what was going on, and he was showing it live right there, how somebody, I guess, was trying, they were depositing, if they got his private keys from his show, a previous show, he was able to catch them somehow. So what they were trying to do as hackers, they were actually depositing Ethereum or something or Steam into his Steemit account to give him more Steam in order to be able to pull his money out, right?
Okay.
So he caught it at the perfect time, because every time they were depositing
Steam it.
Steam
Yeah.
into his account, he would pull it out. So then
Unbelievable.
they would do it again, and then he just pulled it. So he was taking the money from them. He kind of reversed the role on them, which was nice to see it that. But he just was taking their money, and then after like I think like 8 or 9 tries, they finally stopped. But I'm guessing he has to change his pass. I don't know what you do to stop that now, because you know,
Yeah, at that
that's it.
point,
They got your private key, you know.
yeah, I think at that point, if you compromise like that, then you gotta start, you gotta move your stuff, or you gotta, man, at that point, I mean, I would just move everything over to another wallet, man. Just one, two,
Yeah,
three, you know?
that's probably what
Then,
he did then,
yeah, I
because
would
I
move
don't
all that
see
stuff out
how,
quick.
yeah, I don't see how he just, I mean, he had it up. He was just showing everybody how he
Yeah.
was just saying. Then he said after they finally stopped, he said, "Oh, they probably stopped because they're probably watching this video right now."
Yeah. Yeah. That's why, people are getting hacked left and right, man. I mean, just with a phone number, with your phone number. I mean, they're doing reverse social engineering on all your social media, on anything and everything. That's why people have to be extra careful, so it's real out there, man. You got people out there coming for the BTC, baby.
Know. Ruthless, ruthless.
Yep.
MasterCard, they're actually, remember the whole thing that we were talking about like 2 weeks ago? I mean, we briefly mentioned it in one of our episodes, I forget which one, but they are actually gonna start a blockchain for business to business payments.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I was reading about that also. Listen, I mean, I guess it's about time, right? I mean, it was bound to happen. It was bound to happen. A lot of these, I mean, look, even Bank of America. Bank of America is trying to patent all these types of blockchain applications that they want to use. It's like ridiculous, man.
Yeah, they
So they're trying to sit there and patent stuff now.
yep, they
It's
want to
like,
patent up a processing system for the
yep.
blockchain,
See, I
you
don't
know, which
understand that. Like,
I was just gonna say that same thing,
so
you
they're trying
know.
to patent, because I was reading, I think I was re yeah, I was reading the article, and I was like, it's so over my head. I'm like, okay, so they want to
I
patent
guess,
a payment processor. So,
yeah, so I guess basically they're gonna eventually start accepting Bitcoin for payment, or cryptocurrencies for payment.
It's
So
probably one of theirs.
What it seems like they're trying to do, they want to patent that processing system, so that way they're the only bank that could accept. If they patent the system, no other bank could use that system unless they license it to them. I think they may be able to license it to the banks, other banks, but that means that they collect a fee. They get a profit from the banks that use their system, if they even let them use it. Because, you know, if that does happen and it goes through and Bank of America just gives the other banks a big F you, and let's just say everybody in the world just starts leaning towards cryptocurrency, every other bank is screwed. You know what I'm saying? Unless they just start their own cryptocurrency bank, or I don't know how the hell they would fight that. But
I think that's eventually what's gonna, you know, you're gonna have all these. I mean, I'm trying to think in what other fashion would these banks approach crypto, right? Because I'm seeing all this stuff, right? I don't really understand, you know, where they're trying to go with it, right? Like, if they're going to patent this payment processing system, mm-hmm. I don't know. But at the end of the day, coming out, yeah, they're going to have their own specific, you know, cryptocurrency. But again, it defeats the purpose because I would think it's only going to be used in network, right? Within their network, Bank of America, right? Or Chase.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't know. It's just, we're going to have to just wait and see and see how that pans out, you know? But, and again, like I said before, that defeats the purpose because you could tell somebody in Africa to sit there and, yeah, you just download a Bitcoin wallet. You know, okay, all right, send me the address. Send me the address, boom, and I just sent it to you. You know, try telling somebody over there, oh, yeah, just download Bank of America app so I can send you the Bank of America coin.
They're going to be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Man, I just don't see it. It's going to be a centralized, it has to be. It has to be. How would a bank just sit there and go, oh, yeah, we're going to have a coin which yeah, it's decentralized. Yeah, okay. I think that, yeah, it's, I don't know, it makes no sense to me, and it's completely over my head. So
I mean, listen, and that's not a bad thing, because look at what they do now. I mean, and nobody understands what the fuck that they're doing or saying, you know, most of the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's ridiculous, man. But you know, the space is definitely growing. This guy was telling me today, he's like, oh, you know Nipsey Hussle? You know Nipsey Hussle, the rapper?
Yeah.
Nipsey Hussle? He kind of looks like Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
I guess he came out with like an interview last month where they were interviewing him on cryptocurrencies, you know?
Oh, really?
And he was saying to invest in cryptocurrencies. It was like a whole like little mini documentary on it on YouTube. I was just looking at it before because he told me about it earlier tonight.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I thought that was interesting. You know, he was he's a Bitcoin holder. He was in somewhere in Amsterdam, and I guess in somewhere in Amsterdam they have a whole town there or a whole little community that deals strictly in cryptocurrencies. Like, that's it.
Yeah. You know?
So, I guess he was over there doing his thing. And they interviewed him about it, yeah? It was
interesting.
You know, somebody like that type of dude, I'm just going through the comments. You got his crowd. You got his crowd coming in now into the space.
Yep.
I think eventually that's going to be the thing. Watch in rap videos, in music, any music videos, and you're going to start seeing little things, and it's just going to start off small, like Bitcoin this, Bitcoin that, and then because I haven't seen that yet, I haven't seen Bitcoin on that type of level where it's like, yeah. So that's next. I mean, you already see it in shows like Mr. Robot. You know, Mr. Robot, this Bitcoin
references. I got to finish watching that show, bro.
Oh, my goodness.
I only got through the first few shows, and I remember you put me onto that. And I got hooked. I got hooked on. That was a
But
good show.
you gotta sit there and like watch it, no interruptions. You have to
Yeah.
sit there and watch it, and like it just it's really an amazing show. It really is, you know.
How many seasons are they in now?
I think they're up to season four now, I think. Honestly, I think they're up to four or three.
Wow.
I think four. I think so.
Because I got all four seasons at the house.
Do
I
you?
got a, yeah. Well, or all three. I don't know if they're doing four
Oh,
right now. Are they
yeah, I
doing
think
season
four is
four?
right now. Yeah.
Okay, all right. So I definitely have all three seasons at the house.
Yeah, you gotta check it out, man. I'm telling you, it's
That was
like
a good show. It takes place in New York, right?
yeah, Brooklyn. Brooklyn. Coney, well, they have a main spot in Coney Island.
Really?
So yeah, but yeah, well yeah, in the city, yep, in Manhattan and in Brooklyn, you know. So really, it's an
What's
eye-opening
going
show.
on, Oz?
Oz is here.
Yeah, he said
What's up,
Bitcoin
brother?
symbol around their necks instead of the dollar sign. That's funny.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
That is
Exactly.
hilarious.
They'll have like the you know those rings that Run DMC and them used to wear back in the day, like the four finger rings. It'll be
Yep,
the
but with the B.
Bitcoins.
Yep, you're right.
You know?
You're right.
So
So what's up with this whole thing now that you sent me the article earlier? I had seen it at some point. I don't remember the past few days or maybe last week, but I didn't even go into it. But you sent it to me today. I noticed how the whole thing with cryptocurrencies and weed, marijuana,
that's right.
the stuff.
That's right, baby. Shout out to all my pot smokers out there. Shout out to all my weed heads. 420, baby.
Oh shit.
Shout out
But
to
yeah,
all the
so I think
tokers out there.
cryptocurrencies are gonna be stepping
Yeah,
in the game
it's
because the
well,
banks are fighting.
I think Dash is gonna
Dash is gonna
Dash
be
is
it.
I think so, man. Dash is I think it's amazing what they're doing, man. So they're positioning themselves to be one of the leading cryptocurrencies to be exchanged for weed at these dispensaries,
With the
right?
dispensaries, yeah, because the banks don't want to have anything to do with them. But of course, now that this is taking place, watch the banks start moving in.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Yeah, so that they can only deal in cash, right? And that leaves these dispensaries vulnerable to the threats of that alone, right? So it's pretty cool, man. It's pretty cool. So they're kind of saying like, all right, well, if the banks don't want to do business with us because they don't agree with the type of business that we're in, why not just sit there and use Dash? Why not just use crypto? You know, it's actually safer for them to use crypto because. And the thing, they gotta move all types of money, and it's like they gotta get security and arms. It's ridiculous, man. So I think Dash, man. Wow. I wish I would have picked up some Dash back in the day. I've never held Dash. Never.
Really, how
I've
much is it
never.
now?
Dash, I think, is around $300.
What? Get the hell out of here. Hold on a second. Are you serious?
I think Dash is around $300. Coming from something that was just a few dollars not too long ago.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I remember you talking about that a little while ago.
Actually, the guy I know, the guy that I always talk about, he's holding like, he told me something like 50, I think he had like 50,000 Dash. And he's running a few masternodes too, so he's running, I think,
Explain, he's running a few masternodes.
So I think so when you run a masternode, right, you're pretty much running it's like you're setting up a computer to sit there and verify transactions and secure the network, right? You're part of a network of masternode owners that are helping secure the network, right? Make it more stable and verifying transactions, whatever. So I think you need 1,000. I think you need 1,000 Dash to run a masternode. Right, so let's just say for instance, you have one masternode, 1,000, right? So it takes 1,000. You have to take literally 1,000 Dash coins and put them in a masternode, right? So you're locking those up, and a Masternode, 1,000 dash. So right now, what's 1,000 times 300?
1,000 times 300 is 30,000?
30,000, right?
Let me do the math. I just probably sounded like an asshole.
It can't be, or is it 300,000? It can't be 300,000.
Yeah, I think you're right. 300,000.
300,000?
Did I say 30,000?
I think so. So I don't know how much he's getting a month, but he's getting payouts a month, and I think it's equivalent to around, I don't want to say 300,000, man. Because if he has 1,000 coins locked up in the Masternode, right? And each coin is, man, I did the math before. I forgot the exact figure he's getting. I think it's 30,000 a month, maybe.
That guy is so set, it's not even funny. I mean, he doesn't even need to work.
No, he doesn't.
But he knows.
And think about it. He's got like, I think he told me he has about either 10 or 30 Masternodes running. So he's either got like 10 or 30 dash Masternodes, right? And then he's getting payments every month off of those Masternodes. He's getting payments in dash. Dash is worth
277 right now.
277.
300.
You know, so you could just do the math. And I did the math. I don't know why. I'm going to equate it to around $30,000 a month he's getting. $30,000 a month. I could be wrong. My numbers could be totally off.
Wow.
But and that's just Dash alone. That's just Dash alone. You know? Yeah. But he was, he was an early adopter of Dash when it was Darksend or something. It was something else. Then it rebranded into Dash, and then that's when it took off. You know? That's why they say Masternodes, like, that's the thing to have right now, you know?
He's not doing any mining, is he?
Is he mining? Yeah, he is mining.
What is he mining?
I forget what he said he was mining. What is he mining? I know he's not mining Ethereum.
He's probably mining Bitcoin. I mean, if he's been in it that long.
No, he's not mining Bitcoin. I forget what he's mining. He said he was mining, though. He had a computer running. Why can't I think of? I can't think of the coin right now. But he wasn't mining much. He was mining. I forget what he was mining. I think. Oh, Monero. He was mining. Yes, he was mining. Okay, maybe not Monero. No, he was mining Digital Note, he told me. Digital Note, XDN. Because he has MinerGate, and if people don't know, you could actually download MinerGate. That's like the easiest way to get into mining. But he told me he had a few MinerGates running, but he just does it for fun. But people could go to MinerGate.com, and MinerGate you could actually mine with your home computer. And it has there's actually a few good coins there. There's quite a few, and it uses up. It uses your CPU, so you can CPU mine through MinerGate. So what it is you download like a software, and it goes on your desktop, and you just click, okay, you want to start mining this coin, and
so
it'll start mining it for you.
So I'm assuming it's not very intensive on your computer. I mean, you could just do that with any computer, or do you still have to get like one with a good graphics card and, you know, the
whole
nine? No,
you could do. No, you could do it with any computer. You could do it with any computer. I mean, granted, the payouts won't be much. If you're using just the CPU and your computer, the payouts won't be much, but you'll be getting something. Like, you'll actually see the miner working in progress, and it'll be going to your wallet there. You know, but you had to, in order to withdraw those coins to your own personal wallet outside of the MinerGate platform wallet, you had to, like, mine a certain amount. But you won't mind much because it's a CPU. But if you have like a good graphic card, then you could just point the miner to your graphic card. It's so easy, especially with MinerGate. That's like the most super user friendly thing to start, you know, hobby mining with.
It's, yeah, yeah.
Just have a go at it, just to kind of, you know, have fun with it. But
I got you.
I did it with my CPU. I did it with, but, you know, your computer gets a little hot. It's, you know, you're putting the computer to work there. And
yeah,
I also did it when I got the graphic card. I just
the
did a
beast.
Test. Yeah. I did a test on MinerGate just to see if it would read from the graphic card, and it did.
Yeah.
It picked up on it right away. You know, so I was like, oh, that's cool.
You gotta put me onto that computer with that graphics card that you got, and I wanna see
man.
I wanna see if because you know how I always happen to come across some ridiculous deals down here. I wanna see if I come across something like that down here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you get a good one,
or something like that down here, you know, I'll send it to you.
Yeah, anytime you come across like a graphic card for the computer, even if you think it looks cool or whatever, and it just says graphic card, just send me a picture. Let me know.
Yeah.
You know, because you never know. You might come across a jewel. You might come across one that's, you know, hard to find. Because these things are hard to find, man. You know.
The story with you about how you came across yours, that was hilarious.
Oh yeah, man. I was like,
Was that like an accident? That guy didn't even know what the fuck he had, right?
No, he didn't know. They didn't know. They had no idea. The paper, the spec sheet was wrong at the store. Everything was just off. Everything was off. Even the picture online on the website, it was the same computer, but even on the inside it was the wrong graphic card. But it was the same SKU number, same model, and everything. You know, so just imagine me when I walked to the store and I'm like, yeah, because, you know, that was the last one on display. You know, that was it. You know, so I'm like, yeah, like, I'm looking for this. Okay, can you do me a favor? Can you just open up? I just want to see what the inside looks like, you know? And he opens it up and I'm like, oh, inside. I'm like, oh, my God, you know? And I'm like sitting there, I'm like trying to contain myself. I'm like, okay, that's fine. I was like, yeah, it'll be on discount, right? Because it's the floor model. He's, you know, the display model.
Yeah.
He's like, sure, I'll bring it up front. I was like, okay, I'll take it. Say no more.
You got a hell of a deal on that one, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. So
I don't know. Maybe did they put that shit in there by mistake, or was that a return, or what? I don't know, man. That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
crazy. Yeah, it's somebody messed up on the advertising there.
Yeah, you know?
Somebody definitely messed up on the advertising there. So, and in case anybody's wondering, I'm sorry, I'm over here talking about a graphic card, but it's an RX 480, Radeon RX 480 that was inside of a PC. And I pretty much got the PC for what the graphic card alone is going for on eBay. So they didn't know what they had, put it that way. And so now I've been here and I've been mining. I'll give away my secret coin that I've been mining ever since. I was doing tons of research for weeks and weeks and weeks. I originally started mining Zencash. But then I stopped mining Zencash because I already had Zencash. And even though Zencash is one of the more profitable coins to mine right now, it just wasn't good enough for me, the rate that I was getting it for how long I was mining for. So I was like, I already have a nice little stash of Zencash. So I started doing more research, and somehow this coin called Sumo Coin popped up to me. And Sumo Coin is a fork of Monero, and they just had a rebranding recently, and I've been mining Sumo Coin for over a month now, and I've been doing great with that. I've been doing fantastic with Sumo Coin, and I expect that one to have its day. One day it'll have its day, Sumo Coin, and it will rise to this.
What's the story behind that coin?
It's a privacy coin, so it's a it is a privacy coin. It's a fork off of Monero, which is the god of all god of privacy coins out there. So it's just a fork of that so far. They're just trying to do their own thing. I think they implemented some type of privacy protocol, either whether it's ZK Snarks or CT Ring Signature. I forget which privacy feature they added onto it, but nothing much. It's just a fork of Monero, and it's a privacy coin, and nothing special. I think it's 88 million. I think it's 88 million coins. And right now the price is at around 50. I want to say four between 40 and 50 cents, and it'll have like a high of like 75 cents, maybe 77, maybe 80 cents. But it's one of those coins that's kind of, it's kind of below the radar right now. And just like anything else, just like I always see, even with coins that are shittier than this one, they have crazy rises. So I'm just gonna keep doing my thing. I'm gonna be patient, and eventually my little mining thing here with Sumo Coin will pay for the computer tenfold.
Very good,
Well,
very good.
yep, that's
Sumo
pretty
coin,
much.
sumo coin.
Yeah, it's
In case
funny.
you guys didn't catch it, sumo coin.
Yeah, check it out. It's a cool little, if you got a little computer, you start mining it. I think you could mine it with your CPU also. So yeah, I believe you can mine it with your CPU. I think it's the Equihash. Am I right in saying that? The Equihash algorithm.
Let me just double check that.
Yeah.
Equifax, you said?
Equifax.
Yeah.
Equihash. Equihash.
Equi as in Equifax and then hash. So it's Equihash.
You want to go to type in Google right now and show the screen to these guys. Type in, go to Google, type in Sumo Coin ANN.
Sumo coin ANN.
And KOIN, KOIN, Sumo Coin with a K. And it should take you to Bitcoin Talk.
Yeah.
All right, take it in the first page, and you could just scroll down there. It's pretty cool. I mean, listen, look at PIVX, even PIVX, which is a fork of Dash. I mean,
Yeah.
PIVX is at a few bucks right now, you know? And that's coming from where Sumo Coin was just around the same price. Sumo Coin was just the same price as PIVX, you know, and now PIVX is $3, $4 now. Yep, that's Sumo Coin, and it's, yep.
Japanese is a fork from Monero, one of the most respectable cryptocurrency, well known for security, privacy, untraceability, and active development. Starting as an educational project, we found that it would be a great to create a new coin with high level of privacy by moving forward right away to ring confidential transactions,
That's what it
also
is. Okay, so
known
they have
as
the ring
ring
CT.
CT.
That's right. That's what it is. Not ZK Snarks. And go down to the features.
Setting minimum transaction mixins to 12, that would make it high resistance to blockchain analysis attacks.
Okay, features,
Features true
fungibility.
fungusability.
Fungibility.
Yeah. Great
Yeah.
privacy, strong security. Total
Go to the
supply
supply.
is 88,888,888.
That's right. And I'm not sure if there was a pre-mine for this. Either way, even if there was, it's probably just going to be used for the development. But, yeah. You know what? I was going to tell you to go to, let's go to the GitHub also, see how many contributors there are to this. Sumo Coin GitHub.
Is this it? Yeah.
Type in Sumo Coin. All right,
Doesn't come up.
go to
Maybe no
repository.
space.
Right there, yep, that first one. Go to, you
Five
see up to the right,
contributors.
five contributors, yep. Open that up. 61 commits. September, October. Okay. Go back 61 commits, hit the commits. Commits on October 17th. So October 4th. Yeah, so there's some moderate.
Last week.
Yeah, there's some moderate. I mean, we could go into those, but I wouldn't even. But there's some moderate development on this corner, it looks like. I mean, it appears to be, right? Nothing too crazy, but there is some moderate development.
Yeah.
But anyways, I think this corner will have its day. I mean, whatever. I could be wrong.
Listen, they don't call it speculating for no reason.
Nope.
If it was easy and if people could really tell the future, everybody would be doing it.
Yep. But, you know, I'm having fun with it. You know, to me, it's especially doing the mining thing, it's having fun, you know, and I like being able to sit there and have my computer mine like whole coins, you know. I don't like week and just mining a fraction, you know, of a coin. No, I like to see whole coins.
Yeah.
I don't know. Call me crazy.
Okay, crazy.
Yep.
No, that was good stuff, though, man. I mean, you took that plunge. That was like one of the first things we said on the first episode. Is I was like, oh, you've grown and graduated to the mining stages, and you were like, yeah, I'm still premature. I'm still in the preschool stages.
Yeah. Well, once you start mining, like, what's his name, Vosk coin, VOSK. That guy, you gotta love his. This kid is like, he's like the miner of all miners, man. That's actually what he does full time. He's got to do that full time.
Yeah.
Because this kid's rigs that he has is just out of this world, you know? And I think once you start getting those ASIC miners, you know, once you have those things running, then you're talking.
Talking about the beasts, talking. Right? But those things cost like a few grand, those monsters, right?
Well, if you get them with like the power supply, if you get the whole package, you're probably gonna spend anywhere from like $2,000 to $3,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you figure you're gonna make that back, and then some, right? That first month you're gonna make that back and then some, right? So first month profits covers that, and then every month thereafter is profit. Now the profit's gonna decrease along with the difficulty of, you know, the mining that specific coin, so your profits are going to go down over time. But there should be a good 6 to 12 month window, I would assume, a good 6 to 12 months where you're just banking, you know.
Yeah.
And either way, I think every once a year or maybe even twice a year they have another new machine, so you just take those profits, you get the newest machine. And you just start using that, and that's going to be mining at I don't know how many petahashes or whatever the hell they have. You know, it's going to be 10 times stronger than the last machine you had. It's just ridiculous. You know?
It's funny as we're talking about that, and we go back to the beginning of this episode, and I guess when I was pulling out GitHub, I end up seeing this thing saying, new article that just popped up, money at risk, ? Mobile wallets become new battleground in Bitcoin fork debate.
What is that? What are they saying there?
They're talking about that whole split and how, you know,
a lot of wallets aren't going to be supporting it.
Their money might be at a heightened. All right, mobile Bitcoin wallet users might not realize it, but their money might be at a heightened risk this November. While advertised as a tool, Bitcoin users can tap to achieve an experience more akin to a conventional financial product. Mobile Bitcoin wallets today send transactions to the blockchain in a way that differs from the default wallet options. But come November, this construction could cause turbulence because that's when the Bitcoin protocol is aiming to undergo yet another major change to its software.
Yeah. Well,
so they don't say what that
saying?
Change is. Talking about the whole SegWit thing.
Yeah, a lot of the mobile wallets, I don't blame them. They're not going to support Either they're not going to support Beagle or they're not going to support SegWit 2x. So it'll just be the same regular Bitcoin. I mean, you have some wallets now that support Bitcoin Cash, and you'll see that in the wallet. And that's also going to, even Bitcoin Gold, I think Bitcoin Gold is going to have, I think they're going to be successful somewhat. I mean, I don't know. They should be. They'll have a little market. But again, the success of all these coins and all these forks, forked coins, the success comes with the wallets, right? Like, what wallet providers, what wallet companies are going to provide, that coin? So the wallet providers and the exchanges, what exchanges are going to allow that coin on the exchange to be traded there. So if you don't have wallet access and you don't have the exchange, then you don't have anything.
Very true. Very true.
But like I said, I'm just waiting to I'm waiting till after all this stuff blows over, bro. It's just, that's why I'm not even just. I'm sticking with the little ICOs that I just got into recently. I'm sticking with my altcoins that I've been holding for years, and I'm just kicking back, baby, kicking back, and waiting for the moon to shine, and who knows, man? Because
I
that's
hear you,
shining right
brother.
now.
I hear you,
It's shining.
sister.
The moon is out in full
Well,
effect. Man on the moon, Andy Kaufman.
think that's going to conclude the show. We had a nice solid little talk today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us this evening. You are hanging out with the Coin Scoop. My name is Ruben.
And Chris Crypto, thanks guys. Thank you, Oz. It's always a pleasure seeing you in the chats, man.
Don't
If you have
forget,
any.
guys, we will not be live tomorrow night or Monday night, but we will be releasing two briefly edited, two brief shows that will be edited tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday. Thank you very much.
Peace.
Have a good evening.